The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And today, we want to take some time to celebrate a nonprofit, and I think we're going to try to do this at least once a month, figuring out specific organizations, even though oftentimes when we do, we talk about the people and the organizations. We're going to do that throughout, but we did want to highlight one organization that's been helping the Black community, specifically women and girls, to lessen the stigma of mental health issues and seeking help when they need it. And that organization is called the Sad Girls Club, which... great name, by the way. Great name. Yeah. And just at the top, yes, there is mention of suicide. No details, just let you know that that is mentioned. And of course, with the Sad Girls Club, we're going to be talking about is their founder, Elise Fox, who started this organization in 2017. So Fox released a trailer from her very personal documentary titled Conversation with Friends, which documents her struggle with depression. And it was then that she realized there are so many women and girls like her that understood her struggles and needed help, which is how the Sad Girls Club began in 2017. A Self.com article writes, after confronting her own depression head-on, Elise Fox founded Sad Girls Club, an online group for young women dealing with mental health issues, particularly women of color.
The article continues asking Fox why she decided to start the organization. Quote, after I released that film, an abundance of girls reached out to me from all over the world to thank me for telling my story, and they said they wanted to be more brave and honest toward their parents and friends. I felt that way too when I was younger, so I wanted to create a community for women who were feeling the same way as those girls. I wanted to create a community around mental illness and not make it something that we're ashamed of, but something that we're proud of.
Right. And here's a quote from a more recent article from Pop Sugar in February 2024. Elise Fox started Sad Girls Club in 2017 when she was at her lowest. She had attempted suicide and was looking for a community of Black women with whom she could talk about mental health. I always call it an accident. I'm an accidental activist, she says of how Sad Girls Club began. But in a way, that feels like this is my calling, and this is what's true to me. What she didn't know was that the nonprofit organization she started in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn, would reach more than 1 million women and girls of color and counting who are dealing with the same mental health challenges she has faced. While I was navigating my healing journey, I was looking to platforms of like-minded people, women who looked like me, have similar stories, were from the hood, but were still navigating things, and I didn't find any of that. I couldn't find a place where I saw myself reflected. So instead of complaining about it, I just decided to create that space, not knowing what it would grow into today.
And the organization has flourished since its inception and continues to be a great resource for so many people struggling with mental health care. The organization works to have people meet IRL, as they explain on the site sadgirlsclub.org, quote, real talk in real time. connect with the community through poetry slams, live seminars, yoga sessions, and more in a safe space for anyone with feelings in progress.
And in addition to the IRL and online support, they have been quite busy also from their site. Since 2017, we've touched 200,000 lives across 5 continents and 40 countries with over 250 hours of free therapy, 70 million media impressions, and over 265,000 Instagram followers. And Fox and the organization continue to show the importance of mental health support and breaking down the stigma. She told Pop Sugar, "Sad Girls Club is changing the trajectory of how mental health is perceived within the Black community by 1, removing the veil of the stigma, and then 2, showing that vulnerability is okay. I think we're flipping the narrative on what we were programmed to think as far as our wellness and really putting a new definition to it in a way that makes you feel prideful, confident, and aligned with the world. There's so much power in numbers. The more you see representation of where you want to be or what you deem as successful or this is where I want to be in my mental health journey, the more you would thrive to be in that space."
And Fox talks about how she felt starting the organization, quote, "I really had a lot of shame around it, even starting Sad Girls Club. I was like, I might just have one other person by my side, but that's fine. At least one other person had somebody else to talk to. It was definitely, definitely scary. Starting something and putting it online is one thing, but starting something and then running into friends in person and them knowing that you have this experience was a whole different game. And I was honestly surprised at how I was embraced and also how many people in my close circle were going through the same things as me, but never had the confidence to talk about it until I started speaking about it. So it was kind of like that thread of when you run a relay race, you pass the baton and you see someone going faster than you were, you're cheering them on and they pass the baton and you both are cheering that other person on. That's what Sad Girls Club kind of is. It's like this relay race of women or just a community of people who want to see everybody win. They want everyone to find peace and community within their mental health."
The Sad Girls Club continues to reach so many young girls and women as many navigate their mental health needs and escaping the stigma behind it. Fox has been working with many others to break down these stigmas and advocating for others around the world in their own journeys. She has continued to work in the film world, even starting her own brand called Produced by Girls, which, quote, "lift up other women in the film industry born out of the need to tell more stories centered around women." So obviously there's a lot going on. You can go to their site, sadgirlsclub.org. And see if you can connect, if you think this is something that could be relevant to you. Support their work, follow their Instagram. They've got some really great updated posts, being able to like ask questions and give you resources. So it's a good thing to look into. They also have great merch, which I'm about to order a sweatshirt. On the sweatshirt, it says the Anti-Sad Girl Sad Girls Club. I think that's what it says. Anyway, but I'm like, yeah, I want that shirt. That's amazing. They are doing a lot of work still. They have a lot of good representation. A lot of celebrities have been behind this initiative and really, really seem to support what they're doing. So go check it out. Thank you so much to Elise Fox, who has seen a need and took up that mantle, as we often see with amazing people who realize there needs to be change and they become that change. Love it.
Absolutely love it. One of our favorite things to see on this segment. So, listeners, yes, go check out all of this if you haven't already. If you have suggestions for this, resources, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Whenever Told You. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.